A Youthful Diary, 1949. Wednesday, June 1st, clear. To lie is the basest act in life, but in reality, all live under false pretenses, and the truth is lost to expediency. How pitiful. Must remember to think seriously about my own future and carry through the supreme mission throughout my life. The road to hell and the gallant road of significant and truthful life are both at the feet of youth. I received guidance and advice from Mr. Toda about the logical system of main point outline and development in terms of both work and public relations. June is the month of fresh green and summer breezes, wafting 1,000 miles. Must advance without regrets in the time of my passionate youth. Skip tonight's lecture on the Lotus Sutra to help Mr. Kodaira proofread the Dibyakurenge. I pray earnestly for the development of the Dibyakurenge, the vanguard of Kozen Rufu. My room is so cramped I feel that I insult the Gohonzon. It makes me quite apologetic. Disrespect for the Gohonzon is the same thing as contempt for one's own life. As soon as possible, I want to enshrine my Gohonzon in a place of dignity. What a magnificent moon tonight. Without the moon and stars twinkling above us, how empty and desolate the world would be. Life demands confidence, life demands effort, life demands compassion. To live without confidence is to live without meaning. Like a stagnant puddle, never knowing what it means to risk or dare. To live without effort is to live on cunning. Like some despicable and insolent thief, to live without compassion is to be like contemporary scholars and politicians. People of the limelight, masters of seeking their own advantage, ignorant of life's subtle beauties. Strength and conviction of a life lived confidently, noble figure of a man of heroic effort, meeting troubles and hardships head on, a man filled with an unfathomable mercy and dignity. Mr. Toda, how wondrous is the perfection of life.